second day of us being out of our studio, and we're glad that we were able to find a home in Lorain for our Spotlight on Lorain. We are at the United Way of Greater Lorain County at their location here on Broadway. Had a nice tour, as I mentioned. Bill Harper gave it a nice tour for that.
Thank
then you, mentioned
yes.
you've been here for two?
Yeah, almost two
almost
years.
Almost 2 years now.
Right.
So
it's been great.
Obviously, you've not outgrown it yet. You know,
no,
a lot of times
no.
you move it and you like you set up space and you try to figure out how to make this work. What do you think you've gained from using a facility like this that wasn't able to be done at your previous location?
Well, we were up on Northridge Road East for many years, decades, and we had really outgrown that space. We really couldn't have any meetings there. Part of that was the development of some of the direct services that we provide, for example, the free tax prep process where we do income taxes for preparation for low-income families in Lorain County. Part of that was our collaborative model requires us to have lots of meeting with lots of people. You know, I have over 150 partners now, and so it just wasn't conducive to the type of work that we're doing now. And this has been fantastic. We have this room, which we call our Ridge Tool community engagement space, and it is used every day of the week by various groups, particularly nonprofits.
You've got a big garage door here.
We do. It's awesome.
So what can you do with that?
Well, we can open that up for larger events. Sometimes we'll have supporters or donors that come in for a variety of fun activities. We've got some TV screens here where people can watch sporting events together. We have had game night for our donors to come in and just play board games, which is a lot of fun. Or if we have a more of a larger workshop or conference for folks, we can open that up and set up the chairs so we can fit more people into space.
You also have some room in the back where volunteers can come in. I was here a couple of weeks ago and talked to some of them.
Right, Craig.
Talk a little bit about that area and how you use that.
Well, of course, this was a retail space earlier, and where we're sitting now was part of the sales room. In the back, they had a larger warehouse. Well, most of that we took up with our offices, but we wanted to leave part of the warehouse because, number one, you never have enough storage, and we also needed a place for us to collect and sort items. And one of the projects that we've been engaged with more recently has been a collaboration with the Cleveland Book Bank, where we get gently used books and we clean them up and we sort them according to age and interest, and then we get those out to the community to various groups. And so we bring in volunteers to do that activity. We've also done some construction projects there where we've built raised beds for gardens and that type of thing. So it really comes in handy.
Well, I was just going to say we've also with us Ryan Aroney, we've got Bill Harper, executive director, and soon to be now the title that you are going to be. When you are
I'll be president and CEO. Oh. There's a slight title change with the
given opportunity.
It sounds very important, though, doesn't it?
We kind of low on the pay, but we give out titles.
Oh,
very
I understand.
Loosely.
That was a parting gift by Bill to change the title for the new person, so I get to inherit that.
Yeah, that's very good.
Do you get a better parking space? Do you get a good parking space?
No.
What takes place here on a daily basis? It's kind of quiet here now. Obviously, things will probably get going in a little bit. When we see the United Way, when we interact with them, it's usually at an event. A lot of volunteers, a lot of people trying to wrangle one of you to talk to an interview, but you're very busy on there. Take us maybe through a typical day of what happens here and how this facility is used through what you do.
Well, with our staff, we've got 10 staff, and we actually, every morning, whoever's here in the morning, because we're out and about just like you guys often, we're not all here, but we normally start out with a stand-up meeting. Everybody talks about what the top three things are going to get accomplished for the day. We have some sort of a warm-up exercise. Sometimes it's a trivia question. Sometimes it's we've been doing spelling words back there the last month to get ready for
it. It was
the
1 week ago today, by the way.
1 week ago today.
Yes, but our team went down in flames.
Celebrate took place.
Don't remind. And then so that kind of gets us started off with our day. We have two conference rooms up here, this larger conference room, which I'm thinking this week, for example, the Move Lorain County group had their board meeting here earlier in the week. We've had, in addition to our internal trainings, Lorain County Public Health uses this facility quite a bit as they're building their new building and need space. We have local groups in downtown Lorain that will ask to use this. And as long as they're a nonprofit partner of ours or a corporate partner or just friends that we work with, we're happy to provide it, you know, at no charge to them and provide them, as with you guys, some nice cold ice water and some coffee.
Later today, you guys will be on bicycles.
We will.
I assume both of you are going to ride. Tell us about that program.
Well, we wanted to help Lorain County Public Health as they map out bike routes in Lorain County and safe bike routes so that they could inform people before they set out what they could expect. So they've mapped out a couple of bike routes, one here in central Lorain, one toward the east, that we're going to test out over this over today with our bicycles, and then we'll write a report to them to let them know kind of what we saw, what was the condition of the pavement, were there other concerns that we had, what was traffic like, that type of thing. So we thought that that would be a nice use of a beautiful summer day, luckily, that we've been blessed with today, and also some team building for our staff to, you know, set out together riding bikes through the neighborhoods.
So those are the bikes that I saw back there in the warehouse?
Those are two of the bikes, yeah. There's another bike that actually we're donating to Bobby Taylor, to his bike shop here in Lorain.
How have you gotten to, I guess, associate or learn about your neighbors here on Broadway?
It's been great. And in fact, when we first got here, we just started walking around trying to make friends and introduce ourselves to folks. And as more things are, you know, starting up down here with you know, restaurants and coffee shops, it's really just become more vibrant. And there's been a lot of energy, and different community groups are hosting events and hosting meet and greets and networking opportunities. And of course, we've been trying as much as possible to bring events down here just like this and invite our neighbors as well. So it's really a nice community vibe and a good feel down here, where everybody's being neighborly and really taking on the challenge together of revitalizing downtown Lorain.
You become more visible here. I mean, you
look
at how
yeah.
much front window space you have, the real estate of that, you know, to let either people who are driving by or just to know, as
right.
opposed to where you were before, which you were kind of.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, that parking lot in that building, old building you used to have, was the strangest parking lot setup that I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
It was like several layers of parking, and it was like. Very interesting. I mean, obviously, this is set up for different types of businesses or whatever. But to me, being here, you're right in a community. You're close to the people that maybe need your assistance.
Right.
And you're also visible to the business community of United Way. Where is it? Well, it's everywhere, but here's the
right.
location that
right.
they can come to.
And we're, you know, we're very grateful to former Mayor Chase Rittenour, was really a champion for us to be down here. There were a few moments when some of the people on city council were not quite sure if they wanted a nonprofit in downtown Lorain. This is obviously meant to be an arts and entertainment district. But I reminded them that United Way of Greater Cleveland is right in the middle of Playhouse Square. And we fit in really well here. And it's a great way for us to bring, again, many of our supporters who might have no other reason to come to downtown Lorain down here for a meeting, for an event or something. They see this and go, wow, I didn't know this was here. You know, I thought you had to go to Crocker Park to see what a downtown looks like. And here we have this natural downtown that is just going to be tremendous as things go.
You have some great gallery space here, though, if you ever wanted to.
We have. We actually have had art for the Firefish Festival. We had photographs that were you know, displayed here as part of that. I think we've got one of our board members is going to be displaying some of his photographs in the near future. And, we definitely are open for that kind of thing.
Well, we appreciate you hosting us here as we continue our spotlight on Lorain. Lots going on today. We've got the Mayor Joe Kazura coming up in just a little bit. Also, we'll have Susan Poole from Community Foundation, another great organization that helps out different causes, and we'll find out more. Thanks again. We'll be talking probably. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And we'll put you on standby. So if any of our guests, any of our 28 guests that we have in the next 2 hours don't show up, we'll be sure to pull you
we
in.
We have a bevy of interesting people in the back here working away. So okay. We'd
we'll
glad
just
to bring
grab
them up.
Something. Well, I like that too. Well, we appreciate you coming, joining us this morning as we are out here on Broadway in Lorain at the United Way of Greater Lorain County. And they put us up on the marquee. Did you see that, Craig? Our name is sort of in lights up there. And you'll probably say, no, I didn't notice this. You walked in
in
the dark with the head down. Yeah, well, I need to get a picture of it. That and our friendly mayfly that we've brought into our...
Canadian soldier.
Canadian, is that what you want?
You prefer.
All right.
Yeah, yes, thank you. It's more romantic.
Sure.
Okay. How's he doing? What's he eating?
Well, we're not sure if it's a he or a she. Craig believes it might be a she. He seems to be more attracted to either one of us. Right now, I think a little lost.
Have you named it yet, Bruce?
Not yet. I've learned don't name a pet unless you plan on keeping it for a long time. These guys only live for a day or two, so to avoid the heartache, I will just
I get it.
More than likely just say
very wise.
Canadian soldier for of 2019. Morris, coming up this morning, let's check our Your Money Now here on WEOL.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. President Trump is keeping up his attacks on